Now we're starting here for the two dots at the top of Chav Vav and Aleph. Yesterday in the Mishnah, we had three opinions in the Mishnah. We had the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, which we discussed yesterday, about when the Yovel comes, the Kohanim get the property. And over there, Rabbi Yehuda says the Kohanim have to pay for it, they have to be Goelit, and then they get it. Rabbi Shimon says they get it to Bechinam. Belezer says that you only get the property if it was Nig'al by a third party at least once. It won't go out to the Kohanim until someone actually gives money to Ekdesh on behalf of the property. Not that the property will go back to the owners after the first Yovel, but the fact is that until someone redeems the property, the Kohanim will not get it on the Yovel. So Gemara now wants to know, what's the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar? Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Elazar. It's not clear. The Gemara here, the Shita, changes it to Rabbi Elazar, although throughout the Gemara it looks like Rabbi Eliezer. So I'll go with the Shita's understanding here that it's Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Elazar. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vim lo yigal et hasadeh, lo yigal od. So what's interesting in the Pasuk is that Rabba is playing around with the Pasuk a little bit, because the Pasuk says, Vim lo yigal et hasadeh, v'im machar et hasadeh li'ish acher, lo yigal od. Rabba is saying that you should put together, Vim lo yigal et hasadeh, lo yigal od. That's one thing. Then the next statement is, Im machar et hasadeh li'ish acher, then, so he's reparsing the Pasuk to say that the Lo Yigael Od at the end of the Pasuk belongs to the beginning of the Pasuk. And then the statement about Imachar Tasadeh Lishacher goes or is connected to the following Pasuk, Vayasadeh B'tzeito B'yovel Kodesh L'Hashem. So that will explain Rabbi Elazar's opinion, because Im Lo Yigael Tasadeh, if the Balim do not redeem the Sadeh, Lo Yigael Od, they have no right to redeem it after that point in time. Now, as far as Vayasadeh B'tzeito Yovel Kodesh L'Hashem and go to the Kohanim, that's determined by the next part of that Pasuk beforehand, which is Imachar Tasadeh Lishacher. If it's sold to another person, then it will go out on the Yovel to the Kohanim. So that's how Rabbo explains the position of Rabbi Elazar. So he says, Im Lo Yigael Tasadeh Lo Yigael Od. Then, let's read the other half of the Pasuk, V'imachar Tasadeh, then, V'yasadeh B'tzeito B'yovel. Abaye asks the obvious question in Rabbo. Amar Abaye, Sakina Harifa, Mifzaka Krai, you have a really sharp knife, cutting up the Pasukim. Yeah, how do you move Lo Yigael Od from the end of the Pasuk and move it to the front of the Pasuk in order to get the split that you want? El Amar Abaye, Taimu to Rabbi Elazar, Kedetanya. That the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar is based on the Braita, Lo Yigael. So I would have thought, when it says Lo Yigael, that he won't even be able to redeem it in order that it will be a stay mikneh for him. It cannot be redeemed to be like it was before, but it can be redeemed to the point where it can be a stay mikneh for him. So just broadly, person who is makdish estay achuza, person has to redeem that field from Hekdesh. If he does not redeem it from Hekdesh, and a third party does the Ge'ula, then he no longer can get it back as a Stei Achuza. The Braita says over here, I would think that if he can't get it back as a Stei Achuza, then he can't be Goelit, period. He can't be the party that buys it from the Gizbar. Over here, the Braita differentiates and says that's not the case. It's true that if he redeemed it, he would not get it as a Stei Achuza, but he does have the ability to redeem it and make it into a stay mikneh. A stay mikneh is a piece of property that one buys, but they're not the underlying owner. You buy it from the person who it belongs to, and then at the Yovel, it returns to the original owner. So what we're saying over here is that the Balim, the old Balim, call them, can get it back to be their own stay achuza, but they can buy it like anybody else can. Anybody else can buy this property, and then in the Yovel, it'll return to the owners. Over here, the owners are going to be, or the Yovel will bring it out to the Kohanim. So that's what the Braita says. Now, Abaye is going to say, how do we explain this Braita? Emat. When did this happen? Ilema b'yovel rishon. If we're talking about before the Yovel ever came, Amayen and Yigelet. Why can't he redeem it? Stei achuza nami havyo. If he redeems it, then it would be back to his being a stei achuza. He's entitled to redeem it through the first Yovel. Elapshita b'yovel sheni. It must be that it's after this Yovel, and it's in a second Yovel already. So Laman, how could you ever have a case where you have a stei achuza that was nikdash and it made it to Yovel Sheni? According to Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim nafka. After the first Yovel, the Kohanim have it already. There's nothing to talk about in terms of being goel the property, it's gone. So Elo, Lav, Rabbi Elazar, must be that it's Rabbi Elazar who's the author of this Braita, Vishramina. Time it, Rabbi Elazar, Mehocha. That's the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar. This Braita explains the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar, which is based on the pasuk that says, Lo Yigael Od, Lo yigel od means that he doesn't have a right to redeem it to be a stei achuza, but he has a right to redeem it to be a stei mikneh. When could that be? Can't be during the first yovel, because he could still get it to be a stei achuza. It must be in the second yovel, where he can only get it to be a stei mikneh. So that'll be the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara is going to reject this and say, wait a minute, does that have to be true? But Tisbara, does that really make sense? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, hi od my darshive. Wait a minute, okay, that works nice for Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda also have to darsh in this word od, and they have to explain, they're going to explain this breakdown the same way, which is, halachu ma'eskina. What are we talking about? B'steish yatza l'kohanim. It was a sadeh, that was nikdash, a steh achuza, that was nikdash, and the kohanim received it on the yovel. Then the one of the kohanim who received it, higdisha kohen. That kohen was magdish the field. It's now his field. It's a steh achuza for the kohen. V'atubalim lemifrakei. And the original owners now are coming back to redeem it. So you have a field that belonged to Reuven. Reuven was magdish the field, and either it was never nigal until the yovel, or a third party bought it before the yovel, and that means, according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, it will go to the kohanim at the yovel, and that's what happened. He lost his field, it's now went and was distributed to the kohanim on the yovel. One of those kohanim that received that property, and to the kohen now it's a stei achuza, he's magdish that field. And now this, the original owner is Reuven, the original owner comes and says, I want to redeem the field. So we don't know, can he redeem this field or not? So that's what the pasuk is speaking about. Sacha dat ramina lo tifrok. He's not allowed to redeem it. Shetei lefanav ki stei mikneh. He should be able to redeem it to be a stei mikneh for him, because it says, lo yiga el. So when it says to him that the Bali may not redeem it anymore, maybe they can't redeem it forever. The Talmud Omar, old. Old means the kamol shaita in a nigdelet. He can't redeem it to be a stei achuza, but of a nigdelet shetei lefanav ki stei mikneh. Which is what happens. A third party who redeems the property from Ekdesh, it's the equivalent of a stei mikneh to him. He has a leasehold in the property.
Just like anyone else that's from the street.
Exactly. Like anybody on the street who would buy or redeem the field, he has it until the yovel. Whenever you buy someone else's stei achuza, you get it until the yovel. Then at the yovel, it will be distributed again to the kohanim. Because this kohen who was magdish, it was his stei achuza. He did not redeem it. A third party did. Again, the next yovel,
if he was a Yisrael, at this point, they would return to Hekdesh and be distributed to the Kohanim. But since this individual is a Kohen, and we saw at the end of the Mishnah, Kohanim, Goalim, Leolam, it will return to Hekdesh, and the Kohen will have the opportunity to redeem it. It will not go back to him automatically at the yovel. He will have the opportunity to redeem it from Hekdesh forever.
And Mar says, V'atanyo. Now, the Hatanyo here is Benichuta. It's not a question, but rather a support for this position. V'shnato yovel yeshuv hasadet lasher kanomi ito. So this is a pasuk that is found by Stei Mikneh. By Stei Mikneh it says, Vishnat HaYovel, when you get to the year of the Yovel, Yeshuva Sadeh LaShir Kano Mito, the field will return from to the one who purchased it from. Stei Mikneh is a field that you buy, you have a leasehold in the property, you don't own the property, you have a leasehold in the property till the Yovel. In the Yovel it goes back to the original owner, the person that you bought it from. LaShir Lo Achuzat Aretz, to the one who has the claim on the land, the original owner of the land. So the Gemara wants to know, or this Braita is going to want to know, why does it give two descriptions to the person who the field returns to? It says, number one, Lashir Kaneo Mito, goes back to the person you purchased it from. And number two, it goes back to Lashir Lo Achuzat Aretz, the one who owns the land. So why do I need two descriptions of the person to which the field returns? So that's what the Braita is going to describe here. Matani Vishnati Yavel Yeshuva Sadeh Lashir Kaneo Mito. Yocho Yagzor the Gizbar Shalachom Imenu. I would think maybe it goes back to the Gizbar, meaning the treasurer of Hekdesh that he bought it from. Tamilomar, Lashir Lo Achuzat Aretz. So he says it'll go back to the one who has the ownership of the land. Yomar, Lashir Lo Achuzat Aretz. Well, who's the one who has the original ownership on the land? Matamilomar, Lashir Kano Mito. Then what do I need the Kano Mito from? So here, let me explain you the case. Sadeh Yatzat the Kohanim. It was a field that was distributed to the Kohanim on the Yovel. And then Machra Kohen. That Kohen went ahead and sold it, which he's allowed to do. He can sell his field and he'll get it back on the Yovel.
It's like Mikneh.
Stei Mikneh. For the person who's being Makdish it now, it'll be a Stei Mikneh. Vik Disha Lokeach. Lokeach went ahead and he was Makdish the field. So again, we'll go through it. Reuven owned the field. It was a Stei Achuza. Reuven went ahead and was Makdish his Stei Achuza. He either didn't redeem it before the Yovel, or someone else redeemed it. That means he will never get it back. At the Yovel, it's distributed to the Kohanim. One of the Kohanim that got it, Aron HaKohen gets it after the Yovel. Aron now sells that field to Shimon. Shimon goes ahead and is makdish the field. You can be makdish a stay mikneh, but what's your ownership right in a stay mikneh? In a stay mikneh, your ownership right is simply the leasehold. You own it until the next yovel. Since you own it until the next yovel, you can be makdish it until the next yovel. What happens on the yovel? It goes back to the original owner. Who's the original owner over here? The original owner is Arona Kohen. I'll read it again to you so you just have the case. It says, Sadesh Yatzat Kohanim, this field that belonged to Ruvain, that was distributed to the Kohanim on the Yovel, Arona Kohen got a piece of it, Machra Kohen, and then Aaron sold it to Shimon. Vigdisha, now Shimon was Magdishit. Vigdisha Lokeach, and the buyer, Shimon, was Magdishit. Vigala Acher. And then Levi comes along and he's Goel, that property. He redeems it from Hekdesh. So Yochol Damzor the Bali Marishonim. I would think it goes back to the original owners. Now the original owners over here means Ruvain. All the way back to Ruvain. Tamalomar Lasher Kano Miito. Goes back to from the one he bought it from. Who's the one he bought it from? Arona Kohen. It was the Kohen who owned it. Goes back to him. Because it goes back to Lasher Lo Achuzat Aretz. It returns to the one who has the Achuzat Aretz. Not to Aron, to Ruvain, who was the original Achuzat Aretz. I would think that. So the Pasuk says, Lasher Kano Miito. From the one you bought it from, the one you purchased it from. So it goes back to the, from the one you purchased it one, that Achuzat, not the original Achuzat. Not all the way back to Ruvain, only back to Aron. And now the Gemara says, we found a Braita that says the exact same thing that we said before. Which is that in the second Yovel, it does not return to the original owners. But, the Gemara wants to know now, we learned it out from the word Lo Yigael Od. This Braita learned it out from Lashir Kaneo Meito. So why do I need two descriptions to touch me the same thing? And that's what the Gemara says now. V'itzrich Lo Yigael, V'itzrich Mikhtav Lashir Kaneo Meito. I need both of them. V'ikotav Rachmano Lo Yigael, had I only had the Pasuk Lo Yigael, Delo Kahadra Kalau. Because over there, it's not returning to anyone. The Kohen was Magdish. Aaron Kohen was Magdish to stay Achuzah. And now it's not going back to anyone. It's going and being distributed to the Kohanim again. So when it's going to be distributed to the Kohanim again, over there I thought, then Ruvain doesn't get it back. The original owner won't get it back in that case. Of a Hocha. In our case over here, where Aaron sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon was Magdishit, and it is going to go back to someone. Because it's not going to the Kohanim at the Yovel, because it's a Stei Mikneh that was Nikdash. Stei Mikneh, Mikdash goes back to an owner, original owner. Who is the original over here? Hacha the Kahadra. So now it's going back to Hadra the Marakama. Let it go back to the original owner. Go back to Ruvain. So Kahadav Rachmano Lashir Kano Mito. That's what the Torah tells us in the Pasuk of Lashir Kano Mito. Vikatav Rachmano Lashir Kano, who had the Torah written that just the Pasuk of Lashir Kano Mito, Duloka Yohi Balim Damim. Over there, the Balim are giving no money. They're not redeeming the field at all. It's just going through different parties and it's ending up back with the original owner. Over here, where the case, where the Kohen is Magdishit as a Stei Achuzah and the original owner Ruvain comes and he's the one who redeems it, in that case, Tikom Yodayu, maybe it should go back to him. So I have two scenarios in which there's a possibility you would think that Ruvain would get it back. And I have a pasuk in each case to show me that that's not the case. Here you have a case where the Balim HaRishon were Magdish the field, and it was distributed to the Kohanim on the Yovel. This Kohen can do two things with it. He can either be Magdish it himself, which would be the equivalent of Magdish Stei Achuzato, or Macharoto, he can sell it to another party. If he's Magdish it as a Stei Achuzah, and then the Balim HaRishonim come and redeem it from him, I would thought, number one, we would have thought maybe they don't have a right to redeem it at all. Then we said, no, they can redeem it, but they can redeem it enough to be a Stei Mikneh. But it will not go back to the original owners. So Lo Yigael means it doesn't go back to the original owners. Lo Yigael Od teaches me that it doesn't become a Stei Achuzah for him, but he can't make it into a Stei Mikneh. The other option is that he sells it. He sells it to, we said before, he sells it to Shimon. And when Shimon is Makdishit, along comes Levi and redeems that property. What would I have thought? I thought now, when it goes back in the Ovel, it goes back to the original owner. Who is the original owner here? Well, we have two original owners. We have the Kohen, and we have the Balim HaRishonim. So I would have thought maybe it goes back to Ashir Achuzah, all the way to the Balim HaRishonim. No, we said, Mashir Kano Mito. And the one that he bought it from, that is the Kohen. So those are the scenarios that we just described. And now the Gemara is just going to add on about the Lo Yigael Od, Beikar of Dharma Lo Yigael, Velo Ketavot, Avamino lo tifro klal. He can't redeem it at all, the Balim Rishonim. Kadarachona, oh, the Kamoshe Tain in Nigelet. He can't redeem it to its original status. Av Nigelet Shadeh Lefanav, Kisadeh Mikneh. And he can't redeem it to be a Sadeh Mikneh. And that's what we described over here, that he's able to redeem it. Now, once you've done that, you have no proof to Rabbi Elazar anymore. Abaye tried to bring a proof from this brayta to Rabbi Elazar, but now we came up with a scenario that we're talking about a second Yovel, and this is even according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. We've explained the brayta to have meaning even according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and that means it's not a proof to Rabbi Elazar. So now we're back to step one. We had Rabbi give a shot, Abaye give a shot, now Rava is going to give a shot. Marava, Amar Kura, Vayas Adeh B'tzeito B'Yovel, B'tzeito Miyad Acher. So that is the final proof or the reasoning behind Rabbi Elazar. It's a gzeirat hakatuv, which is vayasadeh b'tzeito b'yovel. Now tzeito indicates that it's leaving someone's possession. Well, it only leaves someone's possession if they purchased it, if they redeemed it. If the person was magdish the steachuza and it's with the gizbar, what does that mean? Vayasadeh b'tzeito b'yovel. It's not leaving anybody. It's with the gizbar already. It's with kodesh already. The only way you have it leave another person's hands is if they redeemed it. And that would be the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar. Only if it was redeemed, do you have it go out to the Kohanim on the Yovel. If it was never redeemed, then you don't have it b'tzeito. There is no tzeito on the Yovel because it's with Kodesh. So that would be the reasoning of Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara asks a very interesting question. Yibayiluhu. Balim b'yovel sheni, kacher damu, olo. According to Rabbi Elazar, who says that if you don't redeem it, the Kohanim don't get it. So after the first Yovel, they don't get it because nobody redeemed it. Now we're in the second Yovel cycle. If anybody else redeems it, then the Kohanim will get it at the second Yovel. But what happens if the original owners come and redeem it? What is the status of the original owners in this second Yovel? Are they Kacher Damu? Are they like anybody else, like any third party that comes and redeems it and they have no rights to it? They lost their rights to the property after the first Yovel? Although, or maybe not.
What the Torah says, you have a chance.
That could be. I mean, that you get a chance to redeem it until the Kohanim get it. According to Rabbi Elazar, the Kohanim will only get it at the end of that second Yovel if someone redeems it. If nobody redeemed it, maybe you remain as the Balim that can redeem it. Do you lose your right? Lo Yiga El Od. When is Lo Yiga El Od? Is Lo Yiga El Od only if it was sold to a third party? Or is Lo Yiga El Od once you cross the Yovel? That's your question. That's a question on the Gemara as well. So now the Gemara is going to do something. It's going to repeat the entire Gemara again. The Gemara that we just read, it's going to repeat the exact same Gemara over again. So shichpo, it's as if they had a copy of the Gemara. The whole Gemara that we just read, we're going to read it again. Which is Tashma. We're going to bring a proof from a Braita. Lo yigal, cannot redeem it. Lo cholotei nigelet, shetei lefanav kistei mikneh. I would think he can't redeem it, even to be a stei mikneh. Tamalom are old. Mo chaitane nigelet, he can't redeem it to be like it was before. But he can't redeem it in order to be a stei mikneh. What this means, this braita, is going to be explained. It's a cryptic braita about the fact that the owner cannot redeem it to be a stei achuza, but he can redeem it to be a stei mikneh. The Gemara wants to know, what is the scenario in which the original owner can only redeem it to be a stei mikneh and not to be a stei achuza? So Gemara is going to make a proposal, reject that proposal, and give the same explanation we gave on the previous daf, which is, Emat. If we're talking about before the Yovel came, Amayin and Nigelet. Why can't he redeem it? Achuza nami havya. If the owner redeems it in the first Yovel, it will return to him to be a steh achuza. So why can't he redeem it to be a steh achuza? So that can't be what the bright is speaking about. Al b'shita b'yovel sheni. Must be talking about a case where it's a second Yovel. He passed the first Yovel, and nobody redeemed it. Now we're into the second Yovel cycle, and the Balim come to redeem it. Ulaman, according to whom? Either Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. If we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, the Kohanim nafkot. The Kohanim already got it after the first Yovel. Elalava Rabbi Elazar. Talking about Rabbi Elazar's opinion, who says if you do not redeem a field, it then passes on to the second Yovel. Ushmamina. And for that you see, Balim b'Yovel sheni kacher damu. Balim who come to redeem it in the second Yovel, they're considered like third parties. They're considered like outsiders. They cannot redeem it to bring it back to themselves as a stei achuza. They can only redeem it to be a stei mikneh, like any other person would redeem the field. V'tizbro. Is that really a logical way to explain the braita? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, I old my darshibe. What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon going to do with the word old? Lo yigael old. Elohocha mayaskina. Let's explain the braita. And again, we're going to explain it the same way we did on the previous amud. It's explaining even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, which makes it not mukrach that the braita is according to Rabbi Elazar. Once it's not mukhrach that it's according to Rabbi Elazar, then we don't have a proof to the position of Rabbi Elazar. We have a question. What does Rabbi Elazar think about the Balim in the second Yovel? We thought we could bring a proof from this Braita, because we explained the Braita according to Rabbi Elazar. If you re-explain the Braita according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we have no proof as to what Rabbi Elazar's opinion is in the second Yovel. So now, Achamai Skiran, what's the case? Sadesh Yevsada Koenim. Vigdisha Koen. The case is, Reuven owned the field. He was Magdish the field, and either he never redeemed it, or another party redeemed it. That means when the Yovel comes, it's distributed to the Koenim. That Kohen, Arona Kohen, who received it, he now decides he wants to be Makdishit, Dijah Kohen. Va'atu Balin the Mifrika. And the original owners now come and they want to redeem the field that Arona Kohen was Makdish. Salkadat Chamina Lo Tifrok. Maybe they can't redeem it because it says in the Pazuk, Lo Yigael, you're not allowed to redeem it. Should take a Sdeh Mekneh. At least let him redeem it, that it'll be like a Sdeh Mekneh, like anybody else could do it. Tamalomer Old. Mot Shaita, Inner Nigelet Vinigelet Shaita Vanavka Sdeh Mekneh. The original owner, Reuven, cannot redeem it to bring it back into his own possession, to be a Steh Achuzah, like he's the owner of it. But he can redeem it like any other party. Arona Kohen here was Makdish's field, Steh Achuzah. The Gizbar can sell it to anyone. Sell it to anyone until the Yovel. And the Yovel, it'll return to the Gizbar.
If he was a Yisrael, at this point, they would return to Hakdesh and be distributed to the Kohanim. But since this individual is a Kohen, and we saw at the end of the Mishnah, Kohanim, Goalim Leolam, it will return to Hakdesh, and the Kohen will have the opportunity to redeem it. It will not go back to him automatically at the Yovel. He will have the opportunity to redeem it from Hakdesh forever.
So this Balim can act like any other party and buy it till the Yovel? Baha Tanya. Don't we have a Braita? Braita here again, Bini Chuta. It's not a question, but a support for this. They're going to learn the same din out from a different Pasuk. The Pasuk that's found by Steh Mekneh. By Steh Mekneh, it says, B'shnat ha-yovel, Yeshuv ha-sedeh, asher kanel miuto. In the Yovel, the field will return to the one who he purchased it from. L'asher lo achuzat haaretz, the one who owns the land. So the Braita is going to address, why do you need two descriptions of the person who's receiving the field back? Why is it l'asher kanel miuto, from the one he bought it, from the one he purchased it from, plus l'asher lo achuzat haaretz, he's the one who owns the land. Obviously, the one he purchased it from is the one who owns the land. So why do you need two descriptions? And that's what the Braita is addressing. Yeshuv ha-sedeh, l'asher kanel miuto. Maybe it'll go back to the treasurer, who's the one he purchased it from. It goes back to the one who really owns the land. Well, who really owns the land? That's the Kohen. What does it mean to the one who purchased it? Let me explain you the case. It was a field owned by Reuven. He was Magdish the field, and then never redeemed it, or was redeemed by a third party. So it's distributed to the Kohanim on the Yovel, Arona Kohen. Umachra Kohen. Arona Kohen sells the field now to Shimon. Shimon now has a leasehold on the field until the Yovel. Shimon decides to be Higdisha. He was Magdisha Lokech. The buyer, Shimon, is Magdishit. Now, if Shimon's Magdishit, the only right he has in terms of being Magdishit is his ownership in it. His ownership rights in this field are until the Yovel. So he's able to be Magdishit until the Yovel. The Gizbar sells it. Vigala, Levi comes along and buys it from the Gizbar. Vigala Acher, Yachol Tachzor the Bali Marishonim. So what will happen when the Yovel comes? When the Yovel comes, it says it goes back L'asher Achuzat Haaretz. Goes back to the original owner of the field. Well, there are two original owners of the field here. There's Arona Kohen, who's the original owner now, but there's even an original owner before him who was Reuven. Reuven in the first Yovel was the original owner. The Kohen, Arona Kohen, is the owner in the second Yovel. So which one does it go back to? So that's what the Pasuk says, Tamal Omar, Lashir Kanou Mito, from the one he purchased it from. It goes back to the Achuzat Haaretz, to Arona Kohen, who's the one it was purchased from, not all the way back to Reuven, who was the original owner, but he's in the one who he bought it from. So Lashir Kanou Mito teaches me that it goes back to the one who has the last Achuzat Haaretz, the one who sold it to him, not the original owner. Now, we have two psukim teaching us that it doesn't go back to Reuven. But a pasuk lo yigael that teaches me it doesn't go back to Reuven, and a pasuk asher kano mito that tells me it doesn't go back to Reuven. Why do I need two psukim to teach me that it doesn't go back to Reuven? Well, the truth is that they're two different scenarios. One scenario is where Arona Kohen got it distributed to him; he himself was makdishit. The other scenario is where Arona Kohen, who got it from being distributed at the Yovel, sells it to Shimon, and then Shimon was the one who's makdishit, and then it's redeemed by Levi. So those are the two scenarios, and the psukim are dealing with both of those scenarios. One dealing with the scenario where Arona Kohen is the one who's Makdishit. The other scenario where Arona Kohen sold it to Shimon, and he's the one Makdishit. In both those instances, the field is going to be distributed in the next Yovel. The question is, what happens in the next Yovel? In the first case, where Arona Kohen is the one who's Makdishit, and then it was redeemed by a third party, when it comes to the Yovel,
If he was a Yisrael, at this point, they would return to Hakdesh and be distributed to the Kohanim. But since this individual is a Kohen, and we saw at the end of the Mishnah, Kohanim, Goalim, Leolam, it will return to Hakdesh, and the Kohen will have the opportunity to redeem it. It will not go back to him automatically at the Yovel. He will have the opportunity to redeem it from Hakdesh forever.
On the other hand, where Aaron and Kohen sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon was Madishit, and Levi was Konet, made a Gizbar, when it returns, it will return to Aaron and Kohen in the Yovel. So I need Psukim to teach me both of those dinim, that it does not return to the original owner Ruvain in both of those cases. And that is because, V'itzhuk l'mechtav lo yigael, v'itzhuk l'mechtav l'ashir kono, v'ikatav rachman lo yigael, had I only known the case of lo yigael, to lo hadroklau, it's not going back to anybody in that case. It's not going back to Aaron HaKohen, then it won't go back to Ruvain as well, because when it comes to the next Yovel, it's going to be redistributed to the Kohanim. So Katav Rachmana Lashir Kano. So the Pasuk taught us Lashir Kano to teach me even in a case where it's going back to the original owner, it's going back to Aaron HaKohen, then it doesn't go back to Ruvain. In the case of Lo Yigael, which is a case where Aaron HaKohen himself was Makdishit, that means when the next Yovel comes, either if he doesn't redeem it or third party redeems it, it will be redistributed to the Kohanim on the next Yovel. He won't get it back. The Yovel comes, Aaron's not going to back. So therefore, just like Aaron won't get it back, so too Ruvain won't get it back at the second Yovel. On the other hand, in a case where Aaron sold it to another party, to Shimon, Shimon was Magdishit, and then Levi redeemed it, at the Yovel it's going to go back to the Achuzat Aretz, go back to the original owner. Well, who's the original owner here? Could be Aaron, could be Ruvain. We don't know which one it should go back to. So the pasuk Lashir Kano Mito teaches me it goes back to Aaron, not to Ruvain. So that's why I need that Lashir Kano Mito, because it's a different case of where it's returning. There it's returning. So maybe it should return to the original owner. I have a pasuk that tells me no. Then we have, if I had just written, Ikatav Rachmana just Lashir Kano Mito, then I would have thought, there the Ruvain doesn't get it back, Delokayev Balim Demai. Because there, the original owner, Ruvain, is not paying any money. It's Levi who's buying it. It's Levi who's redeeming it. Therefore, it doesn't go back to Ruvain. Of a hocha, in our case, where Aaron Okanim was the one who was Makdishit himself, and the Balim, Ruvain, came and redeemed it from the Gizbar. He paid money for the field. V'hocha, t'viyad Balim demei, I would have thought that tikum biyadayu, that they should get it back. Kata rachmana lo yigael, that even in that case, he's not entitled to it. V'kata rachmana lo yigael, had it just written lo yigael, lo katav od, the word od, havami lo tifro klav, that the Balim cannot redeem it at all. When Aaron is Makdishit, I think his wife sells it, he would be precluded from redeeming it. So Kadar Khmana, oh, the Kamosha Itai didn't get it. He can't redeem it to make it into his own Stei Achuzah again. When he get it, Shailafanan, because Stei Mikneh, he can redeem it like any other party, to be a Stei Mikneh that will be distributed to the Kohanim again on the next Yovel. The word Ode says that the original owner has permission to redeem it, he just can't redeem it to bring it back to his possession to be the original owner. He can redeem it like any Joe Schmo on the street can redeem it, and it'll be with him until the Yovel. And then it'll return the Yovel and be distributed to the Kohanim. So Od means that the Balim can act like any other party, not like the original owner. So we don't have an answer to our question. According to Rabbi Lazar, what happened? What is the status of the Balim in the second Yovel? So the Gemara is going to bring two answers, of course. One answer saying one way and the other way. So we're going to have an answer on both directions. One is, Tashma. If the owners redeemed it in the second Yovel, it's distributed to the Kohanim in the second Yovel. That means that the Balim are considered Keacher. Don't we, our Mishnah says that. The Kohanim can't enter the property until someone else redeems it. What do you mean? That's exactly right. The Balim in the second Yovel are classified like Acher. You're telling me that the Mishnah says it has to be someone else who redeems it? The Balim are someone else. Once you go into the second Yovel, the Balim are like someone else. And that's the answer to our question. The answer to our question is Balim in the second Yovel are like a third party, and therefore they don't get it back, and it will be distributed to the Kohanim at that Yovel. Ikadamre. We have an Ikadamre that's just the opposite. If the second Yovel comes and the Balim redeem it, it will not distribute to the Kohanim and the Balim will keep it. We have a proof to that in our Mishnah. Why do we need you to why do we need this memory here? We have it in the Mishnah. Acher means a third party, not the Balim. So Samalei, had I just had the Mishnah, Havamina Balim biyovel sheni kacher damu. We would have the Havamina, like we just said in the previous statement, that Balim and the next Yovel are considered like third parties. Kamash Malon, the Brayta teaches us, in the second Yovel, not like acherim. They're like the owners, and therefore they get it back. I mean, they keep it if they redeem it in that second yovel. All right, next mishnah. Ukeach sadeh me'aviv u'meit aviv. We had this earlier in the Masechta, back on Daf Yudalit, a scenario in which a son buys a field from his father. After he bought the field from his father, then meit aviv. His father died. And then he was makdish the field. Then it has a classification of a steh chuzah. Because his father died after he had purchased it. He's the inheritor of the property. So even though the property came into his possession through purchase, nevertheless, at the Yovel, technically, it will be no longer a steh mikneh. It'll go back to the original owner. He is the original owner now because he stepped into his father's shoes. So it'll be a steh achuzah. And that's what Rabbi Meir is suggesting over here. That is a steh achuzah. Hik sadeh achuzah. It has a din of a steh achuzah. Hik disha. On the other hand, if he purchased it from his father and was makdishit, ve'achar kach meit aviv. Then his father only passed away after he was makdish the field. Harehi k'steh mikneh. Then as a din of a steh mikneh, divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, we look at the moment of Hekdesh. At the moment of Hekdesh, what is the status of the field? Well, in the first scenario, at the moment of Hekdesh, he already is stepping into his father's shoes. He will be the owner of the field. And everyone is Magdishit, he's Magdishit Steh Achuzah. On the other hand, in the second case, where he's Magdishit before his father passes away, at the moment he was Magdishit, it was a Steh Mikneh. And therefore I have a status of being Magdishit Steh Mikneh, Divi Rabbi Meir. There's a huge nafkamina. One nafkamina is, what's the cost of redemption? Do you redeem it at its full value, or do you redeem it based on Zerach Omer Beit Se'orim, 50 shekel kesef? That's one difference between them. If it's a steh achuzah, it's redeemed based on that. If it's a steh mikneh, it's redeemed at its full value.
If he's the only inheritor, then if they can redeem it.
The steh achuzah will only return at the Yovel. Steh has no right to redeem it while it's a steh mikneh. If a steh mikneh, if you sell a field to someone and they are a makdishit, you don't get it back to the Yovel. The estate won't receive it back to the Yovel. It's not a steh achuzah until it reaches the Yovel. It doesn't return to the original owner until the Yovel. Second difference will be when the Yovel comes. If the Yovel comes and it was a steh achuzah that he was makdish and he didn't redeem it, it goes to the Kohanim. If it was a steh mikneh and he wasn't redeeming it, nobody redeemed it, or even a third party redeemed it, at the Yovel it'll return to the original owner. The original owner is his father, doesn't exist anymore. Now he's the original owner, it'll return to him. So it's a huge nafkamina, according to Rabbi Meir, when he was makdishit. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Harayik, Steh Achuzah. Doesn't matter. In both these scenarios, it has a din of Steh Achuzah. That means both in a case where he was makdishit before his father passed away, and in a scenario where it was done after his father passed away. Shneamar. And this we saw again before by Steh Mikneh. By Steh Mikneh it says, Vim et Steh Miknato, Asher lo mi steh achuzato yakdish l'Hashem. Basically, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are going to say, it says vim steh miknato. We know that's his field that he purchased. So what does it mean? Asher lo mi steh achuzato. It's not that he doesn't own it. Of course, if he purchased the field, he doesn't own the field because he had to purchase it from someone else. So why do I need that extra modifier of asher lo mi steh achuzato? So that's what they explain over here. Harik shav so hashenemar im steh miknato asher lo mi steh achuzato sadeh she'en ru'uya liot steh achuzah. A field that is not able to become a steh achuzah. Yet the zu she'ruya liot steh achuzah. This field, when he was makdishit as a steh mikneh, it was ru'uya. It had the possibility of becoming a steh achuzah. Well, since it has the possibility of becoming a steh achuzah, it's not classified as a steh mikneh for him. Yet the zu she'ruya liot steh achuzah. Next line of the Mishnah, Steh Mikneh, Enu Yotzah the Kohanim B'Yovel. Steh Mikneh, if someone's Makdish, a Steh Mikneh, it doesn't get distributed to the Kohanim on the Yovel. She'en Adam Makdish, Tavar She'en Shalom. Because the only right you have as a purchaser of a field is that you have a leasehold in the field. So the only thing you can do is sell it to Hekdesh for what you have it. You only have it until the Yovel. That's the right that you can be Makdish. Can't be Makdish, a right that you don't have. HaKohanim V'Alevim Makdishim Le'olam, V'Goalim Le'olam. They can be Makdish forever, and they can redeem forever. Ben lifnei yovel, ben liachar yovel. We had this back, I think, on Daf Yudalid. When we had this Gemara before, we discussed it, but the Gemara is going to discuss it again. What does it mean that the Kohanim Levim can be redeemed forever and they can't dish it forever? Alright, so the Tanur Rabbanan. Minay lelokeach sadeh me'aviv, ve'ikdisha, v'achar kach meit aviv, that he was makdish it first, and then only afterwards that his father passed away. Minay shetei lefanav kisdei achuzah, that has a din of steh achuzah. Tamlomar, im steh miknato asher lo mi steh achuzato sadeh shein riyah liot steh achuzah yatztuzu shiriyah liot steh achuzah dibrei Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Person purchases a field from his father. Umet aviv. First his father passed away. Then he was makdisha. How do you know that that gets classified as a stei achuza, even though he had it originally as a stei mikneh? Tamalomer mistei mikneto, eshelo mistei achuzato. Sadesh ain't a stei achuzata. Yatzazu, she's stei achuza. This is a stei achuza for him. So this is the argument. You have an argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Marek Chalukat revolves around how I explain this unnecessary lashon of asher lo mistei achuzato. That is not a stei achuza. What does it mean it's not a stei achuza? Rabbi Meir says the chiddush is that even though he started out as a stei mikneh, it now became a stei achuza, and we don't wait until the yovel to classify it as a stei achuza. It becomes a stei achuza immediately after his father passes away. It becomes a stei achuza. Shimon Rabbi Yehuda say, even if it was a stei mikneh when he was makdishit, as long as it becomes a stei achuza during that period of time, that already makes it a complete stei achuza, because it's a field she'en ru'iya liot stei achuza. This field is ru'iya liot stei achuza, therefore it cannot be a stei mikneh, it must be a stei achuza. That's their machloket. The Gemara wants to know, hakam iflige. What's the machlokus between them? To Rameir Sever, kinyan peirot, kinyan aguf dami. Rameir thinks that when you have a leasehold on the property, it's as if you have a real ownership in the property. That it's not like you have a real ownership in the property. Therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, when you have a leasehold on the property, it's as if you own the property. When the father passes away, it hasn't changed anything. You had ownership in the property. The father dies, you also have ownership in the property. Nothing has changed because your kinyan ha-peirot, when he purchased it from his father, he had enough of an ownership in there that nothing has changed in his status. On the other hand, Rabbi Shimon say, when you have a leasehold in the property, that's all you have. You have no ownership in the property. The father passes away now, you have a real ownership in the property. Your ownership has actually changed. And that change in ownership changes the status of the land. And that'll be the machloket between them. According to Rabbi Meir, when I had a stei mikneh originally, when I had it, bought it from my father originally, stei mikneh, I have like a full ownership here. I have a leasehold on the property that gives me full ownership in the property. Therefore, when I was makdishit, maybe I was makdishit to the extent that it will remain a stei mikneh. I mean, that he bought the field from his father. He has real ownership in this field now. Because kinyan peirot, kinyan aguf dami. And then his father passes away. So now it's a stei achuza, because he inherited it from his father. He's makdishit at this point. Question is, what was he makdish? Is he makdish his original ownership? Or is he makdish his new ownership? According to Rabbi Meir, you had a solid ownership before this. So if I need a poster to tell me in that case, it's not considered a stei mikneh. It's considered a stei achuza. You don't have to wait until the ovel to transfer it or convert it into a stei achuza. It becomes a stei achuza right away. That's what the pasuk teaches me. According to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, never have a havamid to say that when he's makdishit after his father passes away. So I don't need an exclusion from that pasuk. Chimet aviv kodem shikdisha. If he was father died before he's makdishit, the kayorit lagu gufa. Now he has a real inheritance. It became a stei achuza to him. Stei achuza he. The hilkak lo yitzrikra. I don't need a pasuk at that point to tell me that it's a stei achuza. Of course it's a stei achuza at that point. Because nothing, I really changed the status. According to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, I only had a kinyan of peirot. The father passed away. Now he has a kinyan of guf as well. So of course when he's makdishit, now he's makdishit stei achuza because his old ownership in the property changed. According to Rabbi Meir, before he owned the property, now he owns the property. Nothing changed in his status. So I need a pasuk to teach me that that's classified as a stei achuza and not classified as a stei mikneh. But for Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we don't need it. It's obvious that it's a stei achuza in that case. When do they need the pasuk? They need a pasuk from when he was makdishit, while it was still a stei mikneh. And his father died only after he was makdishit. How do I know? Then that I classified as a stei achuza? That's what the pasuk comes to teach me. So that would be the machloket between them. Whether kinyan, peirot. When you have a leasehold in the property, it's like if you have a full-fledged kinyan in the property. Samar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Ba'alma, in general, the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, kinyan peirot, kinyan aduguftami. In general, everywhere else in Shas, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda believe that a leasehold ownership in the property is enough to be full-fledged ownership in the property. It's like a real ownership in the property. And for instance, you could bring bikurim from the property then because it's as if you own the land. On the other hand, v'hocha, kro ashkach v'darshe. Over here, we have a pasuk, extraneous wording in the pasuk that's driving them to say this. Lichtov rachmana, the pasuk should have said, im mistei miknato, asher lo achuzato. It's his field that's a miknato, that's not an achuza. Or, inami asher lo ste achuza, that's not a ste achuza. My, mi ste. What does it mean, mi ste? Why is it from his? Sadeh, shenuriya, liot, ste achuza. Mi ste achuza means a field, it can't be a ste miknet that has the possibility of it becoming a ste achuza. Yatz tazu, shenuriya, liot, ste achuza. We'll accept from this case this property, which has the possibility of becoming a stei achuza. When he was makdishit, yes, he had a kinyan aguf in it. It was a stei mikneh, he had a kinyan aguf in it, he was makdishit. His father then passed away, and now converts into a stei achuza. So normally we would say, like Rabbi Meir, it makes no difference, because owned it before fully, he owns it now.
For the Chiddush, that in that case, it's still considered a stei achuza.
I already used the pasuk up, but now they have an extra lashon in the pasuk of mistei. That extra mistei teaches me, even in this scenario, where he was makdishit, and then only afterward did his father pass away, it'll still be classified as a stei achuza in that case. All right, we'll stop over here.